your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. This is the Friday we need to cross over into the weekend. Another chance for you to pick up all the things you need for Christmas. That's coming real soon.
Including tickets to Maroon 5.
Ah, yes. We are giving away our final pair of tickets on the show today. And all you have to do is help Adam Levine out.
Mm-hmm. And we want to send you for a lovely spa. It's a Han Aroma Radiance Facial from the Ultimate Spa worth $214 to get your face prepped for Christmas.
There you go. Everything you can do over the weekend, be it with yourself, your loved one, or your family.
But coming up next, sir, I need to clarify some news.
Ooh.
I reported some news yesterday that turned out to be fake news.
Ah.
Yeah.
And now you must clarify.
Yes, yes.
Apologize,
yes.
Make public statement, correct. Press conference.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Now, time to clear it out. What happened, Jill?
Yesterday, I reported that Disney City, a smaller version of Disney World, Disneyland, is going to be making its way to Malaysia.
Yes, and the moment you said that, many of us became very excited. We tried looking for tickets, however.
It's not real, lah. Okay, so after the show, like literally after the show at like 10:20 a.m., reports came out saying that, hey, fake news, lah, guys. There are no plans to open a Disneyland in Malaysia. None of the major Malaysian news outlets are reporting it. So where I got my source from was from TV3.
Okay.
Which is a very notable Malaysian TV channel. There's TV1, TV2, TV3.
Right.
So I was like, okay lah, seems credible. And I'm just excited, man. Malacca is like 2 hours away. I can go visit Disneyland there. And they're like, no, actually it's fake. And it's quite obvious that it was fake, because if you knew that Disney was finally coming to ASEAN region, it would be everywhere else. But there was no other news. And then a Malaysian media outlet said, actually, this was a tactic. We didn't mean for it to be fake news that, hey, Disneyland is coming. We wanted to just put it out there. So if Disney saw, and if Disney were looking for a new home, Malacca lah, we're ready.
They were manifesting.
Yes, essentially that's what they were doing.
Wow, that's amazing for a TV station.
Yeah, it's actually not the first time people have done this, where, you know, they want to make a movie, for example, right?
Mm.
So they create like a fake trailer.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds did it for Deadpool. That's how he got his Deadpool role.
Right.
He just took a little bit of money that he earned, and then he said, he went to a few people and said, I've worked with you before. Help me to just make a scene from Deadpool. So the whole highway sequence was actually done by Ryan Reynolds first, and then he went to Disney and said, hey, this is what can happen, you know, you want or not.
There you go. So if it works out for Ryan Reynolds, maybe it could work out for us. And hello,
also Disney City sounds great.
I think it's time we have a Disney in ASEAN region. Okay,
I think so too. I think
bring
so
it
too.
Here, make it happen.
All right,
start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It will always be nostalgic this time of year when Mariah season occurs.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes out of her cave, her hibernation, and everyone sings along to All I Want for Christmas Is You. And inevitably, a lot of people start listening to more Mariah Carey songs. Her streams will go up as well. There is now a viral TikTok video of Mariah Carey transitioning into Whitney Houston.
What?
And the vocals, I mean, they've done When You Believe together,
yes,
right? But the two vocal powerhouses actually match really well. Listen to this.
This is Mariah. Whitney Houston.
What?
Wow, that was seamless.
Whoa.
Are they secretly the same person? What is happening?
That's insane.
I could not even find the moment when, right?
Ah, I like that.
That's magical. Love that.
Incredible. And that's exactly how we're going to transition into the weekend. So what will y'all be up to this weekend, Jill?
I have plenty of birthdays, a lot of kids' birthdays at the end of the year. But I want to check out the Rifle Range Park, because that new park connector has just opened up.
Yes.
And it looks really, really nice. So I'm probably going to get my steps in at Rifle Range Road.
Nice. Okay, Carol, yourself.
Well, my first son, Cooper, he turns 2 this weekend. Yeah.
Congratulations. Jones?
It's his second birthday, yeah, on Sunday. So tomorrow he's got a little doggy daycare party. So all his doggy friends are going to the doggy daycare. We've got a doggy cake for him. Uh-huh. We've got party stuff. So he's going to have fun tomorrow. And then we're meeting up with his doggy siblings.
Oh, wow.
On Sunday, yeah.
That is so beautiful. Parent?
Wait, is their birthday also?
Yeah, exactly. He's got six sisters.
Oh, he's the only boy.
Yeah, but only two want to come and play.
Aww.
See, this is what happens when you become a mom. You have all these like events where all the other kids will show up and other moms. And then this is what happens when you become a parent. You have all the other dogs around. You got to buy a dog cake for the first time.
And literally doggy bags.
Oh, as
gift packs for the dogs.
And then meanwhile, I'll be playing video games and staying at home alone. So I'm going to need some suggestions of what we can do over the weekend.
What you can watch. I have something for you.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's my duty to tell everyone, congratulations.
Woo! Why, what happened?
Singapore is now the second country in the world when it comes to English proficiency.
In the world.
Yes.
Wow.
And number one in Asia as well. Congratulations to all the English teachers.
Yes.
Carol here, actually, you used to be an English teacher. So was it easy teaching English to the number two most proficient in English country in the world?
In the world, but number one in Asia.
Yeah.
I think it's also social media. You know, a lot of us watch movies. We're on social media. Mm-hmm. We watch a lot of films.
Read a lot of captions.
Yeah, so it comes very naturally. Actually, for us to want to sound very good, you know, all the wannabe YouTubers and influencers, you need to speak English, right?
100%, right? I think there's a lot of emphasis on oral exams.
Yeah, so I'll give credit to the students as well because they want to be good at things. The way English is taught now is very different from before last time. The adjectives, the adverb and all that.
I still don't want that.
There's no emphasis on that anymore, but more creative ways of teaching and learning English. And so therefore, it's a very different game these days.
For me, it was just watching TV. I would watch a lot of American shows and then I would learn how they spoke, like Friends. The amount of words I've learned from Friends, you know, that's also my kind of window into the world. But with that said, I can't watch like The Crown or Downton Abbey. I find it hard to understand what they're saying because I only watch the American shows.
I enjoy watching those shows a lot more because that's how all my primary school and secondary school teachers used to speak. Whether English teachers or not, if you're in a convent, they all speak like the Queen's
English, you say. Me too. I'm more inclined and more partial to the British comedies and shows. The wit is also different. The sense of humor is also different.
It's so tough.
But you know what gets me? Sometimes when I travel, like on the plane back from the US one time, this guy was like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, Singapore. And like, oh, do you know where that is? Oh, China? No. Oh, you speak very good English for someone from Singapore. I'm like, thanks, you too.
He's
like, I'm American. I'm like, I'm Singaporean.
All the time.
What's your point?
I gotta show some love to the top five Asian countries with the most English proficiency here. Number five is Hong Kong, followed by Malaysia at number three. I can't count.
It's okay. We're number one. Yeah, we're number one in Asia for English. Don't talk about math.
I failed math.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
So if you're planning something this weekend, check out once again the Gardens by the Bay, because this weekend they are going to be having the Pokemon Go Safari Zone.
This is very exciting. A lot of people still play Pokemon Go. A lot of great updates.
My father-in-law is a huge, huge fan. And again, this is for both young and old. They've got the older Pokemons, the younger Pokemons as well. And basically, it's just a great way to get outdoors.
Yes.
If you have children, of course, they want to be stuck and hook on to their devices, but at least they're out in the open, they're walking, they're getting some exercise. So that's fun for the whole family. Also, this is the first time ever this is happening, the inaugural Drone Racing Festival. Happening this weekend at the Singapore Discovery Centre, the Discovery Lake area. So they're getting a bunch of drone pilots to come down. They're going to have to complete an obstacle course in the sky. So I don't know how this is happening. And then they're going to have to do battles as well.
Wow.
So all this sounds very, very exciting because I was from the Digimon era. And this is just like Digimon coming to life. You're going to see drones battling it out, doing obstacle courses. Very interesting. And finally, I know Carol's going to talk more about this one, the Affordable Art Fair. Now, if you're thinking, what are my kids going to do here? How are they going to appreciate art? They could surprise you. But aside from that, there is a children's creative space on level 3 that you can just drop your kids off. It's a creative hub. They are going to do some art of their own while you go enjoy all the other affordable art.
Oh, a lot of things to do in Singapore.
Yeah, that's happening at the F1 Pit Building.
All right, don't say we never say, okay? Mm. Right now, SZA and Justin Timberlake with The Other Side. Don't go anywhere. In just a bit, we'll also be giving you a chance to win our final pair of tickets to Maroon 5 live in Singapore on The Morning Show.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's The Morning Show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
This is The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Caro, preparing you for the weekend. It will tell you what to do outside of the house, but also if you want to stay in, you know, what to watch when it comes to streaming, even heading over to your box office, your cinema. There's a movie that absolutely captivated me this week that I've got to review.
That sounds exciting, but I surprised myself this week. I saw a Chinese film. Sorry, a Taiwanese film.
Mm.
I was very impressed. It was my first time watching it. I want to share with everyone. I think everyone should watch the show.
Okay, you'll give us your recommendation in just a bit, but we're going to play a yes or BS round with you, okay? Each of us, we're going to share a little story from our lives, but one of us is lying. You have to guess the liar among us, and in return,
you win a 60-minute Han Aroma Radiance Facial from The Ultimate Spa. It's worth $214. Get your skin prepped for Christmas.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
It's the last day of school for our teacher friends and our school-going friends. So yay, the December holidays have officially begun.
Right now.
Embrace the crowds, okay? If you are single, you know, yeah, very crowded now. Go Sentosa, a lot of children. Let them enjoy, okay?
Yes.
Relax, everyone.
Run free. Okay, story time. Right now, we're going to play a little game called Yes or BS. Each of us, we're going to share a story from our lives, but one of us is lying, okay? And in return, if you can guess the liar among us,
you stand to win a 60-minute Han Aroma Radiance Facial from The Ultimate Spa. It's worth $214.
All right, let's go. So this is my story. This is Josh here. When I was young, my mom wanted me to connect to my roots. So she took me to Shantou, China, okay, a little village over there. And I rode on like a little cart that was pushed by a cow.
Okay, probably a buffalo.
Okay. And then I watched Titanic on VCD.
Oh.
Yes, it was very nice. I had breakfast. I had soy milk. It was hot soy milk with yuchakwe, and I dip inside and eat. It was very nice.
I believe the story up until yuchakwe. I don't think it's a
real...
Yeah,
do they have yuchao there?
Really? Shantou, China?
They have yuchao?
Is where my mom's from.
Okay.
So that's my story. Carol?
It's a real place. Okay, once I went down under, Australia, Sydney. I went for a conference where I met Justin Bieber, who was attending this conference.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, honestly, I didn't meet him as in, hello, this is Carol, this is Justin kind of thing, but he was like 200 meters away from me.
Okay.
So as good as meeting him, right?
Okay, what?
But he was at the same conference.
Bluff. What conference room is 200 meters long? Okay, there's a floor in that.
You're standing outside.
It was a huge venue. It was like a stadium-sized conference.
A stadium conference?
Yeah, see, stadium? No, the story is falling apart. Okay, Jill.
Okay, mine. Mine also happened in Australia. It was the first family trip after a very long time. So they tasked me, my parents, okay, just book the hotels. And I said, okay, sure, no problem. I'll book a reasonably cheap a studio apartment. We were in Melbourne, but I booked the hotel for Sydney.
Wrong state.
Yeah, totally wrong state.
What? Oh no.
And also proud. I was like, yo, I got this really beautiful apartment. It's very, very cheap. And then we got there and they're like, we don't have your booking. I'm like, no, here's the email. And they're like, ma'am, that's for Sydney. I'm like, oh.
So did you get on a plane to Sydney?
No, we had to pay up front more money.
Which one of us is lying with our stories? Call us right now, 669-10920. Once again, you're playing for a 60-minute Han Aroma Radiance Facial from the Ultimate Spa worth $214. And on the line right now to play is Marianne. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. Good morning, guys.
Do you have experience with all the true crime documentaries out there?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's recap our stories, okay? My mom took me to her hometown of Shantou, and it was beautiful. It was wonderful village life over there when I was a child. That was me going back to my roots. And then Carol...
I went to Australia. I was in Sydney for a conference where I met Justin Bieber.
And then Jillian?
I, too, was in Australia in charge of booking accommodation for my family's trip, which I did. We were in Melbourne. Unfortunately, I booked it for Sydney.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But one of us is lying. Who is it? Marianne, think.
I don't know. I'm going with my gut. I think it's Jill.
You think Jill is lying?
Yeah.
You think she would never book wrong like that?
Yeah, I don't think it's Jill.
You are right. I pay immaculate attention to detail. I'm all about the detail. I will never make such a silly mistake.
Exactly. My
mother, on the other hand, has done this countless of times.
Oh my God.
Countless. She will just see the first thing and book it. I'm like, Mom, it's not even in the same country. Once, I tell you. We were in Thailand.
Yeah.
She wanted Ibis. My dad said, hey, book the Ibis Hotel. She booked it for Malaysia.
Oh, God.
She's just absolutely hopeless with that. Poor but yes, thing. Marianne, I
thank you.
Was lying.
All right, Marianne, you've won a wonderful prize for getting it correct. We are sending you for a 60-minute Han Aroma Radiance Facial from the Ultimate Spa. It's worth $214. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you. I need it better.
Marianne, what's your favorite radio station?
Q92. Thank you, guys.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Now, if you're thinking of staying in or even heading to the cinemas, what to watch? Okay, now, final five screenings for Everything Everywhere All at Once, a movie that came out in March.
Are we still talking about this show?
Yes, that I think we're going to continue to talk about because I think it's going to get a whole lot of Oscar love. If you haven't seen it, final five screenings happening at the Cathay Picture House, which is also where I went to watch The Menu.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The projector has taken over the Cathay area with the cinema section. It is gorgeous. They took over the Platinum Suites, yeah? And I watched The Menu. Very fancy film on the surface about a select group of guests going to an island to try food that's beyond Michelin star. But then things start to get a dark, twisted turn. This is like a horror thriller comedy, I would say. Very, very smart. It's very gripping. And it's commentary on how all of us are now increasingly obsessed with Michelin stars. Everything must have five-star reviews before you eat it, that we start to forget the joy of just enjoying food.
Like char kway teow, carrot cake.
Exactly, right? So this is the film that I highly recommend you go watch. It is fantastic. It's rated NC-16. It is now open in cinemas.
It's got a stellar cast as well.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Nicholas Holt. Ray Fiennes.
Right.
What?
Brilliant cast. Go check it out. Once again, it's called The Menu.
I've been watching this Taiwanese film on Netflix. It's called Man in Love. It's about a debt collector who strikes a deal with a debt-ridden woman struggling to care for her ailing father, right? Okay. So he says he'll take care of her bills if she agrees to date him. He's basically fallen in love with her. So he tries his darndest to pursue her. But you know, he's a debt collector, doesn't exactly live a good,
clean life.
Yeah, precisely. So she's like, maybe not. It stars Roy Chu. I don't know who this person is. And this Taiwanese actress called Anne Su. She's got an Italian-American father and a Taiwanese mother.
Oh, so beautiful, stunning.
Yes, very pretty girl. And in real life, they got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
After filming this film.
Well, that Roy guy, he actually was nominated for Best Leading Actor at the Golden Horse Award.
Yes.
And even though the film that you just mentioned there is on Netflix, it was actually released for a period of time in cinemas and it raked in $53 million for a Taiwanese film. That is stellar.
Yeah, and it's based off a Korean film. It was originally, not Taiwanese, but they've done such a great job. And it's on Netflix. You can watch it in bed. Very nice.
All right, more of what to watch on our favorite streaming services in just a bit right now. Rita Ora and Liam Payne. If you missed out on Jill's interview with Rita Ora, it's available right now on facebook.com/kiss92fm.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
If you want to, for real, just stay home. Not even turn on the TV. Instead, you love playing board games.
Do you like Scrabble?
Love.
Oh my gosh.
Scrabble, right?
I don't believe you play Scrabble.
Hey, come on. Hey, English, number one proficiency in the world.
Okay,
come on.
Hey, number two in the world, number one in Asia. Hello. Okay. All right, but do you guys get very competitive playing Scrabble?
100%.
Oh my gosh. Do you come up with words that don't really exist?
I'll try to justify it.
Yep, I did when I was a kid.
Like, it's a word. Well, good for you. Some new words have been added to the Scrabble dictionary. Check this out. Bay. Oh, you can now use bae, BAE.
Like the slang for before anyone else.
Yeah, you can also use vax, VAX, either with one X or two X's. Dox is also now acceptable. Zonky? I don't know what a zonky is.
I like that vax with one X or two X because I'm always the one that gets all these XXX, YZ. So I'm like, what am I going to do?
X has a lot of points, right?
Yeah.
X have a lot of points?
No,
but used to.
But like vax, VAXX, that's short for vaccine or vaccinated,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
And like, if we go by that, then we can short form every word.
No. It has to be according to the official Scrabble Players Dictionary. Okay, they have the final word on what's permissible.
Well, you can tell that Josh is such a sore loser. Yeah. In that case, then everything can be short for.
Right, don't be a zonky.
Oh my gosh.
Dumpster is also acceptable. Ambigram. Adulting.
Oh,
and
all right.
Deep fake.
Yeah. That's that new AI tech where they, you know, I mean, you know, that we see these face filters, right?
Yes.
They replace your face with another artist. So that's deep fake.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
So if you're a Scrabble fiend, you can check out these words this weekend.
Definitely working with the Urban Dictionary Scrabble. I think that isn't fair.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
It is a weekend that's upon us. Let's seize the weekend.
All right, so Josh, you've got your brand new apartment.
Yeah.
Celebrating your first Christmas. Let's talk about the art in your home. Is there art? Are you collecting art?
That was one of the most stressful parts, you know, filling the walls with art because it's either super expensive.
Yep.
Or it's like really affordable and I apparently don't have taste.
Okay.
Because I just want movie posters everywhere.
Which is the current state of his house. He has no art. It's just a bunch of movie posters.
All right. Then I think you should check out the Affordable Art Fair this weekend. It's great for anyone looking to start an art collection at home, but you can't afford an original Monet or Picasso.
Okay.
So head on down and it's going to be this weekend at the F1 Pitt building. You'll find a variety of local, regional and international galleries that cater to both first-time buyers and experienced collectors. And whether you're looking for original paintings, prints, sculpture or photography, it's the best place to purchase works by young emerging artists alongside established names in the art world.
Wow.
And as Jill mentioned earlier, there's also a creative space for kids, so it's win-win for all. Check it out this weekend. It's on from today till Sunday at the F1 Pitt building.
Stunning. Now over to the performing arts section of things. We've been having a lot of local artists come onto our show and just absolutely blow us away, like Elsa Michaela, also Shazza. Check out this local artist, Alyssa Lai. She's the winner of Singapore's Got Talent. She's performing a one-night-only concert this weekend. It's called Only Love and Positivity at the Lowercase Cafe. Tickets are at Eventbrite.
I have another exciting thing you should check out.
Tell me.
It's a bridge.
Okay.
One bridge that you must go check out this weekend.
Building bridges in Singapore. Okay,
yes, it's the HBL Canopy Link. It's a 200-meter bridge that's finally open and it connects different sectors of the Botanic Gardens.
You see, that's very useful, especially if you have children and you have strollers. Mm. It can be very, you know, hilly, windy.
Yeah, so it's wheelchair friendly. So you don't have to get off and then walk across the road. This bridge connects all the sectors. So you can easily walk from the Gardens Learning Forest towards Gallup Extension.
Oh, okay.
And back again. And it also marks the completion of the Tyrosol Gallup Core, which is the latest addition to the area. It's very pretty. You can go and check out over 30 species of tropical bamboo plants as well. So it's a nice place. Have you been?
Not yet, because too difficult to get around. So I will check it out now because of this bridge.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the Morning Show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Cara. We now have our final pair of tickets for Maroon 5 live in concert. They're performing here at the National Stadium at the end of the month. This is our final pair for the Morning Show. More tickets to be given out tonight in the evening with Tim. But for right now, let's solve Adam Levine's little dilemma right now. He's at a payphone. Imagine this. He's at a payphone somewhere in Singapore and he wants to know, apart from Gardens by the Bay, Marina Bay Sands,
Haji Lane, Arab Street,
what about the neighborhoods, the heartlands around Singapore? Which neighborhood should Adam Levine visit while he's here?
Telok Blangah.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's close to Mount Faber. It's close to Vivo City. There's a good Peranakan shop with Buah Keluar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I can imagine Adam Levine instead of like Haji Lane.
Yes.
Holland Village. Right?
Holland,
yeah, hey, now they upgrade a lot, no? They hold the Chippy Gardens area has very nice
very
food.
Very atas now.
Yeah, got ice cream also.
Alamak, okay. Then you might as well go to Joo Chiat.
Ooh, ooh.
Well, we want to hear from you. You tell us, which is the neighborhood that Adam Levine should be visiting?
And why?
8855-0920.
So Shireen says, I will bring Adam to Jurong, my hood in the west. Show him a beautiful Jurong Bird Park, okay, before it's relocated. And then we'll bring him back to my humble abode where 85% of us live.
Oh, hey, let him see at HDB, okay.
If the queen could do it, why not Adam?
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jonathan on the line, where will you take him?
Actually, I suggest to go to Geylang. There's a frog porridge.
Yes. I know which one you're talking about.
Nana says, why not go to Punggol, right? The Punggol waterfront for the view. Coney Island as well.
That's a good one.
Jody on the line, where would you take Adam Levine?
I think Adam should visit the Toa Payoh region. First of all, because there's a Toa Payoh Dragon Playground where he could relive his childhood and have a taste of how Singapore childhood is. Secondly, he can visit the Toa Payoh Safra and look how our men train during our free time, visiting the gym, the swimming, becoming more manly. And of course, being able to visit the SPH station where he could perhaps do an interview and sing some songs, make our dream come true.
Oh,
yes!
Jody, that was absolutely brilliant. Congratulations.
You've just won a pair of Cat 2 standing tickets to catch Maroon 5 live in Singapore on the 28th of November at the National Stadium. It's worth $396. Well done.
And also another fun fact, Toa Payoh is our first ever estate in Singapore.
Yes.
So there you go.
History.
Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill. Kiss 92.
We're at the cusp of the weekend right now. I know for many families, they do that one trip to the grocery store to pick up everything they need to fill up the cupboards in the kitchen, the refrigerator around this time as well. Because you're going to have your family dinners and all that kind of stuff, right?
We're all prepping for Christmas. Also, Josh, since you recently moved into your own apartment, we're talking about what are the top three must-have items in your kitchen. So it could be ingredients, it could be an appliance.
Wow. Yeah. I actually think the lifesaver for us in our apartment, I guess also maybe for the newer generation, the air fryer. The air fryer can do no wrong. It can do everything. You can even bake in the one that I have. It's like a 4-in-1. You can dehydrate nuts in it.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, for example, if you order like French fries and it gets soggy, you put it in the air fryer, just fluffs it up. It's crispy once again. You take it out of the freezer without thawing any of the chicken nuggets. You just throw it right in. The air fryer is a miracle worker.
Such a handy appliance. For me, it's garlic butter. From Le Pack. Have you tried that? Oh my gosh, you can just add it to everything. So I put garlic butter in the pan and then I pan fry my salmon. Oh my goodness.
I've never actually bought garlic butter before.
It's so good. Put it on your toast, put it on everything. It makes everything great.
Okay.
Make everything great again. Garlic butter.
Tapoe.
Very important.
Spoken like a true mom.
When I first moved in, right, especially if you're a newly married couple or whatever, when you first move in and you're cooking, it's very difficult to estimate portions for two people, right? So when we cook, we thought, okay, like, only two of us will have two pots and that's it.
Yeah.
So we cook already and there's so much leftovers. Got nowhere to put the leftovers.
Very true.
So Tupperware.
Yeah, and you also need the ones that you are also ready to give away.
Yeah.
You know,
because
it's like if you have a gathering and then you want, like, maybe cook too much curry, you know, it's like, take some home. You've got to have something ready for them to take home as well.
So that's a mistake I made. I went out to buy all the nice lock kind, the Tupperware brand.
You never see them again.
Never expensive, la, guys.
Yeah. Okay. More of the most important appliances and ingredients to have in your kitchen when we stock up for the weekend in just a bit. Let us know what your must-haves are as well. Sasha says, no matter what, I must have cheese and crackers. You gotta have nachos, some packet of favorite chips to eat.
Yes, totally agree. Because you always get the munchies at some weird hour. You're watching your favorite movie. Suddenly I need chips and you don't have chips. It's very sad.
Don't keep like chippies.
Eh?
Mine is cookies. You must always have a cookie in the house.
Keep them coming. WhatsApp us 8855-0920. Adrian says you must have sesame oil no matter what. Top it on top of anything, it just brings it to life.
It's true. Is the Asian truffle.
Yeah.
And Jerry says wine. I drink wine. Yeah. Right? Gotta always be stocked up. Has a little section in his cupboard that's just all wine bottles.
Okay, cool. Now, I came across this list on the internet about the top ingredients you should have in your kitchen for dry ingredients: dry noodles, dry pasta, rice, flour, cornstarch.
Okay.
Wet ingredients: cooking oil, extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, light soy sauce, dark soy sauce.
Oh.
And when it comes to fresh ingredients, must have garlic, onion, shallots, spring onions, and ginger.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree with the garlic one, especially the chopped version, the pre-chopped garlic that comes in a jar. Yeah. Oh my gosh, lifesaver.
Not so much on the balsamic vinegar. I mean, I do like it. It just has a great salad dressing, you know, but that's more for like Western cuisine. But I think in Asian households, you must have Shaoxing wine.
Yum.
Okay. You must have oyster sauce.
You must have sambal.
You must have sambal on my list. Yes.
Your laukan ma chili is one of the greatest things. I think John Cena says it's like one of his favorite imports ever. Sriracha chili as well. You combine it with mayonnaise, you get sriracha mayo.
You gotta have curry leaves. I mean, like, everyone should just have a curry plant. Like, when you buy an HDB, it should come with a curry plant.
Okay. Ajinomoto also good.
Ajinomoto, what do you do with these things?
You just make everything taste better.
Yeah. Okay. Like, curry leaves is not just for curry, you know. Like, you know, if you're making like butter chicken, you know, the Chinese style butter creamy chicken.
You need curry
leaves.
You gotta
have your chili padi and your curry leaves.
Okay.
If you're making cereal prawn, you gotta have your curry leaves in there. Oh,
chili padi must have.
Yeah.
Cereal. Breakfast cereal.
Oh.
Which you eat at night. Okay. That's what I do. Like, my must have is breakfast cereal. We always must have banana nut crunch and then oat milk. So if you're hungry in late night,
oat milk, yes.
It's like a warm hug. You know, you have a nice bowl of cereal.
Time for a fresh start with Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show, Kiss 92.
So, right after the show today, I'm going to be prepping for my uncle's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a big shout out to Manugaran. Okay, he turned 55 years old, actually 2 years ago.
Okay.
But he's only celebrating his 55th birthday 2 years later today.
I love that.
Of COVID? He's trying to reclaim those years?
Yeah, because 55 was a big number for him. Yeah. You know, he was looking forward to that big 5-5. And then COVID happened. And then he was like, I can't invite all the people I want to see there. So, I don't want to celebrate that. So he didn't celebrate at all.
You know what? I think everyone should be doing that. If during the pandemic, you missed out on your sweet 16, your 18th birthday, your 21st birthday, or any milestone birthday to you, you should just do it again. Just do it. Why not?
Exactly. Because some people are asking, like, hey, how come you're 57 now? Celebrate 57. Nah. It's like, no, isn't that better? It's like, no. It's like, no. 55 was the milestone, like you said. Like, what is it, sweet 16 or your graduation ceremony, or you didn't get to go to prom, for example.
Do
Have
it.
One more round of it, you know?
So cute.
100%. I think it's really sweet to see that happen. My uncle was very, very instrumental in my growth. He was actually the one that introduced me to pop music and everything. My father didn't let me listen.
So is he trying to tell you, Josh, you throw the party for me?
I'm actually hosting the party. And the stunning thing over here is, after he said, I don't want to celebrate, it was his wife, Lata. Shout out, Lata. Okay, she was the one who messaged me, say, boy, he don't want to celebrate, no. But we surprise him, okay?
Oh, too cute.
Yeah,
but and now you tell on radio, so he knows.
So now he knows. Have you prepped the big 55 numbers and the banner for the walls? You need that, because that's the one he's looking forward
to,
right?
I'm hosting. I'm treating it like a normal event. They're engaging me.
At least on the cake.
They're engaging me.
They're engaging me as a family. You know, I really won't charge them, you know, so.
Friend price.
Rise and shine.
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the Morning Show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. So earlier on, I shared that tonight I'll be hosting my uncle's 55th birthday. All my family is going to be there. All his friends. It's going to be a nice little reunion.
Yeah.
And hosting is, and I'm going to, like, 2-3 hour ceremony, I'm going to be there hosting on
You're
stage.
You're going to be the MC.
Yes. I'm going to be cracking jokes, introducing all the performances. Some of them want to sing also.
I love it. This is my kind of jam.
I have not charged them leh. I have not brought up the issue of
the invoice.
How
many hours is this party?
3 hours.
Don't lie.
Excluding the drinking and all that. Then at the end, I must come back and say, thank you, everyone. The bar is now closed.
Well, but technically, it's not work. It's a family gathering.
Yeah, but I'm also working at the family gathering.
You're facilitating.
If I'm not working, I'll
be
chilling.
If you were not doing this, what would you be doing?
Playing video games at home.
Yeah, so take it as a memory that you're making with your family.
You're lucky you were invited.
Yeah.
So I should not bring up the issue.
No.
Okay, we'll chat more coming up, because I think maybe you should lah. Right. What do you think? Should we charge each other, family members, friends, services if we engage them? WhatsApp us 8855-0920. It's my uncle's 55th birthday, even though he's 57. Oh,
yeah, corrected. So he's actually 57, but celebrating his 55th.
Yeah, he wants to go back in time and be like, okay, now we will celebrate.
I like that he's reclaiming those years.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was engaged to be the host of this event tonight.
Ah, okay. So here's the question. Okay, you actually do this for a living. You host for a living.
Yeah.
And if you are a host or an MC, towards the end of the year, festive period, you can charge actually times up to 2 times 3 your regular rate.
I already never charged them for recce, the location.
So which is your house.
I want to know, let's say you are an MC by trade or a DJ by trade or a cook by trade. And then your family goes, hey, you cater lah, grandma's birthday. Are you expected to do it for free?
Okay, so here's the thing. If they are asking you because, hey, you know, like, love language, it'll be nice if I'm going to get a cater, I have to get you because you are a phenomenal chef. It'd be so nice to start, hey, these are my nephew cook one, you know? That's such a nice thing. Then sure, okay? But if they're trying to just get something, oh, since he's a caterer, free what, right? I expect you to. Then I'll be like,
yeah, that's a different thing altogether. Yes. Also, depending on the party size, are we talking about 10 people, 20 people we're catering for?
Okay.
If it's like a small group, no problem. And also, you know, do I have the time? Does this happen very frequently?
Right, right. Yeah. I think we all have a capacity of wanting to give and be generous. But the moment, you're right, Carol, if it starts to go over to like, wow, I'm going to actually spend so much money to bless y'all, it's not really fair, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, come on now.
Someone help maybe pay for the ingredients. I'll cook while I'm doing the cooking anyway.
With that said, I'm not charging them. I'm not even bringing it up. I was just like, 100%. The moment they say, hey, would you host? I'm like, yeah, of course.
I like how
I'm
you're there. Trying to be noble, but you shouldn't have, you shouldn't charge.
But but you're using the word host as in opening up your house, letting them come over.
No.
Right?
I'm hosting as with the microphone.
Oh my goodness, it's like a free MC event.
Now there's a dance by Priya. She's going to start dancing.
I like the way you guys have parties at your place, man.
Good things come in threes. 3, 2, 1. Carol, Josh, and Jill. The morning show on Kiss 92.
All right, earlier on, we were talking about the top 3 must-have items in your kitchen.
Yes.
I mentioned garlic butter. You mentioned air fryer. Jill was like,
Tupperware
for tapawing. Is that why it's called Tupperware?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, sorry. Okay, let's talk about the stuff that you thought you needed, but you actually don't. Like during COVID, right, I was so obsessed about this handheld blender. You could blend, you could mince, you could chop and do all sorts of things. And I only used it for making banana bread to blend the mixture.
Yeah, whisk, okay.
And then I didn't get around to using all the other attachments. But I was so obsessed with it during COVID. I needed it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that with the blender as well. Because you can do so much with a blender. For me, it's just because I have to wash the blender, which takes a lot of time. So it's still important. It's just that anytime I want to do anything, I'm like, I'll just buy the frozen one.
Yeah.
See, y'all never make rumpa, y'all don't make curry. Blenders are very important. Tedious to wash, but very important.
Okay.
For me, it's a juicer. Like, my husband was obsessed with these particular juices. Apparently, when you blend your fruit juice, it keeps it fresh longer. Used it once, has never used it again.
That happened to me once.
Yeah, right?
There was this brand called Jack LaLanne.
Okay.
Remember at night, they had all those CellaVision things?
Right, yeah.
It was like $500. This Jack LaLanne juicer, I bought it, used it once, but it was so painful to clean.
You don't use it again? Yeah.
Until today, it's sitting somewhere in my mom's cupboard.
See, the lesson here is someone's listening thinking, I would love a juicer. You know, so we all got to trade. You know, like what you may not use, someone else may use. So go to your neighbor.
Yes.
Go to your neighbor.
Just ask, hey, do you have one? Can I borrow?
Yeah, I have this thing. Would you like it? Would you have any purpose for it?
That's very smart, Josh. That's a good one.
Christmas coming, you can do the white elephant gift exchange.
Yeah. Right.
Someone gave me a soda stream. One of the greatest things ever.
That's amazing.
I never bought it. Someone gave it to me.
Don't
use it. You can use it on my everyday sparkling water. No. You're on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Cairo.
That person was me.
We're going to pop off in just a bit. More entertainment news coming your way. But yes, if you heard that bit at the end about the free soda stream I got from my neighbor, it was Jill who actually gave me the soda stream.
Yes. I'm like, wait, are you not going to mention that it was mine?
It was fantastic. I had sparkling water for a while. Then my mom saw it and then she wanted it. So I gave it to her. I passed it along.
See, is she using it now?
This is the thing about parents. You give them things, you get a call 1 week later. Hey, spoiler.
Oh no.
Because the canister was empty, right?
She don't know. Ma, did you replace the canister? So I don't know what is that. It's spoil. So I have to now travel all the way to... Because of you, Jill.
And you got to keep topping up the canister,
honest conversations,
the hottest stories,
and the greatest tunes.
The Morning Show
with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
Let's pop off right now with the biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. We have been talking about how we are tapping back to nostalgic days of the 90s. We want to see the return of our favorite franchises, and we've been seeing that, right? So Legally Blonde 3 could be in development.
What is confirmed in development is Princess Diaries 3. So Julie Andrews is returning.
With Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
It's funny how she said yes to Princess Diaries, but no to The Devil Wears Prada. Like, she says, I don't see it going anywhere, so she wouldn't want to do
it. Okay, okay.
I mean, you got to get Meryl Streep back. I think that's quite hot
actually,
to get
maybe
her.
It's Meryl Streep that's sitting
over. Perhaps, perhaps. Also, another movie franchise could be back from the dead. Scary Movie. Singaporeans love. I still watch all the clips on YouTube, right? So Anna Faris, as well as Regina Hall, could be returning for a new Scary Movie. I'm curious whether or not it will work. Because this is pre-YouTube days. You know, you could just watch the sketches now on YouTube, people doing spoofs, right? Yeah. But in a whole cinema setting 2 hours, I'm curious to see whether or not it could work.
Back in the day, it was funny, but sometimes, you know, you go back and you rewatch it. Oh my gosh, so tired, so dated, and you just can't.
Now, moving over to your favorite, Mr. Chris Evans.
Yes.
I know you're mourning over the fact that now he has a girlfriend.
More sources are confirming that, yeah. What's her name again? I don't even know. Something Baptista.
Warrior Nun Lady. Alright, so Chris Evans says that when he was actually given the cover and the title of the world's sexiest man, he was roasted by his fellow Avengers cast members. Mm-hmm. So apparently there is a WhatsApp group chat where you'll see Scarlett Johansson there as well, Robert Downey Jr.
So cute.
So the moment they found out that he's the world's sexiest man, they all took screenshots and sent it over. Haha, lol. Clown face. He was so shy about it.
But he was expecting that though. He did say he was going to get some backlash from his friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's just like toying around, right? But I think this is, I think, the most adorable part about people like Chris Evans. I don't think he knows that he's very handsome.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, some people like Brad Pitt, oh, I don't think I'm that handsome. Please, lie, you know.
He doesn't realize, I think, that how handsome he is.
You know? He says it was an awkward, humble brag. And I believe him. He's probably just more obsessed with his family and just hanging out with his dog, Dodger. Yeah, it doesn't seem like that kind of guy who would obsess over the mirror.
Underneath it all, he's just like any one of us, right, Chris Evans?
Yes.
Wake up right with The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Now is the moment we ask you, what did you learn today on the show?
I learned that the SodaStream costs about $109, which Jill gave to you because you want it, and then you give to your mom.
Yeah,
because
she wanted it.
And now where is it?
She said it's spoiled, but it's not spoiled. Apparently there's a canister thing. Yeah. I thought it must connect to the power plug or something. No, it's just a foom.
Jill, that means he really didn't use it.
He never even used it. He bugged me for ages to give him my SodaStream, and he's never even used it and gave it away.
We were talking about kitchen essentials, right? Things that we buy, very important, but also things that we buy thinking would be important and then actually you don't use at all. Yeah. Like, for example, someone bought me a sandwich maker.
I thought
it was the greatest thing.
It is the greatest thing.
I don't eat sandwiches, guys.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just still sitting there.
I use the sandwich maker every day. Give me I need spare.
Yeah.
Oh,
every morning
you
see me eating a sandwich, right? It's because of my sandwich maker.
So that is what I learned today. Don't go out and buy it. Just ask someone first. Because chances are, someone will have a blender, someone will have a juicer, someone will have a sandwich press. You borrow from them and you see how often you use it. And you use it every day, then fine, buy your own.
You gotta learn from expats. I noticed a lot of expat group chats where they do these things like, hey, I've got this couch, and they all just pass it along to each other or sell for cheap. I think Singaporeans should do that. We all hold on to so many things. My mom's storeroom actually has everything.
We should have
in the
garage
world.
Sale. Ask your mom to have a garage sale.
Everything in the world is in my mom's storeroom currently. I need to go back today. I will go and take for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you want. I think got Osim chair also inside.
Oh my god.
Okay. Handing things over to Shen right now. Another chance for you to win tickets to Maroon 5 later on in the evening. Have a wonderful weekend. We're back Monday at 6 a.m.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.